David, I want to now shift the conversation to the reaction to this bill, and particularly the reaction from the Disney Corporation. And you know it in ways that other people don't, because you grew up in Orlando, which is the home of the Disney company. But we heard this week, as they responded, they attempted to bully Governor DeSantis. They expressed their public outrage at really what America understands to be a pretty reasonable bill. But we got a bit of an understanding of why, because this week we were allowed behind the curtain a Zoom meeting amongst a bunch of Disney creatives and executives was made public, and the curtain got pulled back a bit, and we got to see how they operate and what their objectives are. And first, I want to just describe, I'm going to play one video. We're going to play clip four, and this one just describes what Disney has already done in pursuit of their gender goals. Let's go ahead and play that.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends.
David, what's the significance of that?
Well, I think it's significant because I think Disney's been unmasked. And like you said, Joseph, this is especially personal for me. My grandfather, after World War II, moved to Orlando. It was kind of a sleepy town there in the middle of Florida. And my dad tells me in 1971, he was a young man when Disney came to town, and it was so exciting. And in the decade or two after Disney came to Central Florida, you had this family-trusted, family-friendly amusement park that families from not just all over the country, but all over the world wanted to come to have family-friendly fun. And, those of us who have followed some of these stories closely are not terribly surprised. But when you just hear that clip that you just played, Joseph, it's intentional, taking away references to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I have childhood memories going to watch Disney fireworks, and you hear that phrase and the fireworks are about to come, and you hear that Disney executive saying that they've intentionally removed that. It shows, Joseph, that they are subtle and what they're doing, but they are being very intentional about moving forward the goals of the moral revolutionaries.
And keep in mind, by refusing to use terms boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, they are defying, they are standing in direct opposition to the created order as God described it in Genesis 1 when he said male and female, he created them. And it wasn't controversial to say that for most of human history, but now it is. And the Disney company has specifically said, did God make them male and female? No. And that should bring up memories of a familiar biblical story in Genesis chapter 3, because it's the entire problem that we're dealing with is the human desire and tendency to be gods ourselves and to believe that we know better than what God said.